Okay, well, I'm going to start with a joke that has, well, kind of has something to do with what I'm speaking on, but not really. So, here we go. On their 50th wedding anniversary, a couple summed up the reason for their long and happy marriage. The husband said, "I have never tried to be selfish. After all, there is no I in the word marriage." The wife said, "For my part, I have never corrected my husband's spelling." So. Alrighty. Let's begin in prayer. Jesus, thank you so much for allowing us to be here and to be in your presence and to worship you freely. Jesus, I just pray that as we go into the session, that these words would be imparted into these students, and that they would be what you want them to hear, Jesus, and that they would go deep in their hearts. In your name, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to start by reading Galatians 2:20 out of the Message version. And it reads, "I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion. I am no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine, but it is lived by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I am not going back on that." And what I want to talk to you tonight is about commitment. And my burden for you is that the people in this room are known for their commitment to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And to their Christianity, and that they would walk it out. And Jesus is going to be the most important commitment that we ever make. And you all have made it. And as we are committed to Jesus Christ, it will trickle down into all areas of our life. So I want to talk to you about that. I want you to know that I am growing in this just as much as everyone else here. I was talking to Amy a little bit before, and I told her, I'm like, in preparing this, I feel more I don't feel like I should be speaking this. So we're in this together, and we're learning and growing in him day by day. Commitment doesn't come easy. It comes through trials, and it comes when times are tough. It is absolutely impossible to live a Christian life without having a complete commitment in following Christ. We much prefer the spiritual growth plan that guarantees complete maturity in 15 minutes a day. Wouldn't that be nice? 15 minutes a day, we're good to go. That's not what God calls us to. A chicken and a pig were walking down the road together. They passed a sign for a local diner advertising its breakfast special, ham and eggs, $2.95. The chicken said, "That's our whole contribution to society? Breakfast food?" The pig replied, "For you, it may be a contribution. For me, it's total commitment." What are you? What's your level of commitment? Are you giving everything, or are you just giving a contribution? Okay, so when you hear the word commitment, what do you think of? What's the definition you think of?
Devotion.
Nothing. Devotion. Okay, that's a good one.
Marriage.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Faithfulness.
Good. Let's take a look at the dictionary definition. To commit, it's a verb. It's active. It's not something you just sit back and let happen. Number one, it says to give in trust or charge, to pledge oneself, to bind or obligate, to commit oneself to a promise, to be committed to a course of action. So let's break it down a little bit, and we're going to go start with the first portion of that definition. Which means to be committed means to trust. And when I first read that, I was a little bit surprised that that was the first definition. But then in thinking about it, it does make sense because we have to trust what we're committed to. We have to trust who we're committed to. In Psalm 37:5, it says, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. They go together. You can't have commitment without trust. What is trust? Trust is reliance on the integrity, the strength, the ability, the surety of a person or thing. Confidence. A person on whom or thing in which one relies. Do we trust who we are committed to? Do we trust Jesus? When you think of God, do you think he has integrity?
Yeah,
I'd say so. When you look back on the things that God has done in your life, has he done what he said he was going to do? He has in my life. There are so many times where I can look back and look back at instances in my family and know that God provided like he said he was going to. He's never left us high and dry. So I know that my God has integrity, and I know that he is faithful and true to his word. Is he strong?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, I'm like, it's so funny. He created the universe, this big, massive universe. He moves the mountains. Just look at what he's created, where we're at. It's amazing. When I was preparing this, I was thinking, it's so funny, like, I like to rearrange my room. I like to rearrange things. I like that type of change, change that I can control. And my family, my mom in particular, would just laugh at me because sometimes there was one night in particular, everyone was in the house, was in bed, they were all asleep, and I decided I was going to rearrange my room. All of it, all the furniture that was in my room, and I was probably 11, 12, not that long, and I rearranged every single piece of furniture in that room. I moved the bed, I moved the dresser, I moved everything all by myself. Wow. And by the time I was done, I was breaking out of sweat. To be honest, I actually broke the bed that night. But I think about that and how when we move our things like that, we break a sweat, and yet God, he can just move the mountains. No biggie. He moves the stars. We see him shooting stars every night. Our God is so amazing. Okay, the second part of the definition. To be committed means to pledge, which another word is to devote oneself. Pledge, it's a verb. To bind by or as if by a pledge. To promise solemnly. To pledge one's support. To stake as one's honor. The following statement was found among the papers of a Zimbabwe pastor after he was martyred. I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of his, and I won't look back. Let up, slow down, back away, or be still. There are so many times that I want to slow down when I get tired, it would be much easier just to sit on the couch and have a nice night at home, or back away, and yet that's not what God has called us to do. It's not what God has called me to do. He has called me to step up to the plate, to hit that bat, to hit that ball out of the park. And it may be as simply as an encouraging word. It might be serving by doing the dishes for your roommate. It might be vacuuming. Commitment, I think, we have a big word in our head, and it's this big thing. It's really not. It's day-to-day, step-by-step, doing what he's called us to do. It continues. I will not be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. It continues. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice or hesitate in the presence of adversary. I will not negotiate at the table of the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must give until I drop and work until he comes. Think about that for a minute. Those are powerful words. Powerful words. He pledged himself. This pastor pledged himself, his whole self. He died a martyr. Are we that committed to what Jesus has called us to do? Thirdly, to be committed means to be committed to a course of action. So commitment isn't just sitting around, willing something to happen. Guess what? If you're committed to Jesus, you will do what he says. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You'll do what he commands. Go and make disciples. Love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the things he's called us to. I believe that every person in this room, God has called. So he has called you for a specific reason and a specific purpose. I believe that God, kind of the motto or kind of the life statement that I feel like God has called me to is that my life is meant for others. It's not mine. It's to be given away and to serve. So what does that mean for me? Well, my course of action, I'm going to serve. I'm going to serve the people that I live with. I'm going to serve my pastors. I'm going to serve the people I work with. And I'm going to serve you. So I want to challenge you to ask God what his vision for you is. Because without that, it's kind of a vague statement. After looking at these definitions of commitment, what does that mean for you? Well, it means that there's a massive difference between what being involved is and what being committed is. Being involved, that means that you can do what you want, as you want to, and you can feel like you can do it when you feel like doing it. Commitment means that you are on the call, at the call of Jesus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is no such thing as partial commitment. That's what double-minded and being lukewarm mean. Wow. And we know what God does with those that are lukewarm. It is so easy to say, I was planning on it, or I meant to do that, or I wanted to do that, or I was going to try and do that, or whatever it may be. It's easy to come up with excuses. But when we're committed to the end. In Romans 12:1, in the Message version, it says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, or going to school, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. We can't be effective ministers or leaders if we aren't committed. We need to be able to, when we say that we're committed to Jesus and his will for our life, it plays out in every area of our life. It plays out in our work. It plays out in our schoolwork, getting assignments in on time, going to class. It means showing up to work on time. And if need be, staying late until the job is done. It means serving when it's not easy. It means getting up at 9 a.m. on Saturdays. True. Yes. Yes. There are so many things that God calls us to in our everyday life that we need to step up and take action and embrace it and live it. I came up with an acronym, and so here we go. As we are confident in Jesus and what he's done, we offer him our lives, which he takes, which moves us into action to multiply his disciples infectiously as salt and tenaciously. I'm just going to say to commit, not the whole commitment. That's really long. But I think that it's cool because we do need to be confident and trust. We offer him our lives. He moves us to multiply as we infectiously and tenaciously impact our generation. So before the next session, I want to have you take a couple minutes and ask yourself, and even write it down in your journal. Oh, the acronym? Okay. Sorry. Slowly. As we are confident in Jesus and what he has done, we offer him our lives, which he takes, which moves us into action to multiply his disciples. Am I still going too fast?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. To multiply his disciples infectiously and tenaciously. Got it? Okay. So take a couple minutes before our next session and ask yourself and write in your journal, what or whom do I trust? What have I pledged myself to? And what have I committed to my course of action? So what have you committed yourself to action? Yes. What or in whom do you trust? What have you pledged yourself to? And what have you committed yourself? Well, have you committed yourself to a course of action? And to what? You are welcome.